Welcome to Soul Up. I'm Kayleen Welsh, your guide to a lighter life. How are you doing? Are you okay out there? Even with the arrival of spring, life continues to feel heavy and the atmosphere is alive with energy. It is intense, powerful, and unpredictable. Here in the driftless area of Wisconsin, we've been getting plummeted with rain and wind, hail, not quite sure when or where the next round is going to hit. And the air today, I don't know if you can even hear the thunder in the background, but the air is heavy, humid, and hot. Yesterday we got a reprieve. The sun came out, and with it came the flowers. I saw tulips and daffodils, and the grass was so green. The trees opened up. It was a reminder that new life comes after destruction. As a country, a world, a humanity, we appear to be hanging on the edge of destruction. Even as we get hints, hopes of new possibilities and glimpses of new life trying to emerge. Today, Friday, April 17th, is the new moon of Aries. It was exact this morning at 6:51 Central Daylight Time. Aries is the sign of emergence, of rebirth, of coming forth in new identity. We are asked, who are we? What have we become? And to form a response. The new moon sets the tone for the current lunar cycle. It plants the seeds, lays the groundwork for what is to come. It's a time to focus on what we want and where we are going, and to sit in the dark for a bit and see what's in there. The sun and moon are together at 27 degrees Aries, and they are surrounded by cosmic influencers all focused on releasing the old, finding our footing in the new, and building a more peaceful, stable world. There hasn't been this many planets in Aries at one time for at least 20,000 years. The North Node, at 7 degrees Pisces, continues to hold the pathway to higher consciousness. It is the energy that calls us forward. It is the way, the truth, and the light, laid out as Piscean ruler Neptune completed its 165-year passage through all of the 12 archetypal energies of the zodiac. So the North Node is an anchor. It's like a beacon in the storm as the turbulence of change brings forth new days and new ways. And Neptune, the ruler of Pisces, is at 2 degrees Aries, up front and present, the first to greet and add its influence to all the other cosmic vibrations crossing the threshold into this new expression. Neptune is calling for compassion, unity, higher consciousness, as it dissolves the illusions of who we thought we were and the blinders that keep us from seeing greater truth. For this new moon cycle, Neptune at 2 degrees Aries, Mercury is at 3 degrees Aries, Mars at 5 degrees, and Saturn at 7 degrees are the gatekeepers. They're all clumped up there together, the first gauntlet for the emergence that comes with this new moon cycle and a reflection of the potency that it carries. Neptune holds the dream. Mercury adjusts our thought patterns and our communication about it. Mars takes action, putting the dream into motion. And Saturn evokes the hard work necessary to make the dream real. To get there is another hurdle we need to cross. The second gauntlet of this moon cycle, I said it was intense, brings us to these four. Eris, the Great Disruptor, is at 25 degrees Aries, merging its energy with Chiron, the Wounded Healer, at 26 degrees, joining up with the Moon and the Sun at 27 degrees, all in Aries. A new seed of awareness around our wounds and our healing is being planted. The emphasis is shifting We've seen our wounds. We've judged and doubted ourselves. We've lived in fear of not being enough, of being broken. We've created a world from our wounding that carries so many of the shadow qualities of Aries. Dominance, abuse, cruelty, war. I think many of us, by far the majority, have seen enough of those things. Each week we are given a new batch of headlines and sound bites about bombings, sexual abuse, people in power abusing that power. Personally, I don't want a Department of War. I'm all about a Department of Defense or a peace coalition if it's an actual real thing. And what's this week about millions of hits on a Rape Academy website? Toxic masculinity is the energy that has to go. It's been poisoning our lives and our planet to a point that takes us beyond the limits of tolerance or any conditioning. We have ignored our wounding as we've pretended not to see. And we certainly haven't allowed ourselves to feel. We've buried, numbed, discounted, and all of that is coming to a head. We've seen enough. We have crossed the threshold, and there is no going back. Critical in getting us to this point and in helping us find our way into a new world are the influence of two planetary bodies, Eris and Chiron. While they are powerfully impacting our conscious awareness and churning things up from the subconscious with this new moon, they've been working on us for a while. So I'd like to tell you a little bit more about them. Eris, as she was named in Greek myth, was known as Discordia by the Romans. One of many asteroid goddesses, she is revolutionary, bigger than Pluto, and stepping up to bring feminine courage forward as a core quality, regardless of gender. She has been called a feminine warrior for soul purpose. She's been in the sign of Aries since the Roaring Twenties, even though she wasn't officially discovered until 2005. She has a highly eccentric orbit and an orbital period of 557 years. Anyone born since 1923 has her in Aries in their natal chart. So she's been a key factor in shaping the identity of modern humanity for essentially all of our lives. A function of Eris is to bring back balance by paradoxically knocking it off balance. She did that with her discovery, evoking this big squabble among the world's top astrologers around dwarf planets and the status of Pluto. In actuality, it forced them to sort out some things that they'd been ignoring for years. Typical of the way we have villainized and demeaned qualities of feminine energy, Eris is one of the femme fatales of astrology, portrayed as a troublemaker, a rabble-rouser, a whistleblower, and a drama queen. She is that, and so much more. What Eris is really speaking to is truth. At her most basic, Eris is the fighting strength of the feminine, seeking rights, fairness, equality in a patriarchal society. She points out the weaknesses and the secrets that wobble our foundations. If we ignore her or exclude her, she'll just find another way to make her energy felt. And she shows us all these little nasty pieces of ourselves that we like to pretend aren't there, and we certainly don't want anyone else to see. Eris is powerfully able to stir up whatever needs to be stirred. Eris pushes buttons, reminding us that there is a button there to be pressed. She shows us what happens when we let our wounds get infected, when our hurts and unintegrated pain are left to fester. It is said that Eris gave birth to energy that will punish those who don't honor their oaths, and that she will see that those who lie are held accountable. These archetypal energies come alive through each of us, and it is through our energy system that Eris will make her presence known. She can be devious and underhanded if that is what it takes to have her voice be heard, and she will escalate the chaos if necessary. She points out where we feel left out, not good enough. She speaks to the truth behind social niceties, exposing the masks of polite society, revealing its inconsistencies, injustices, and phony faces. All of this Eris energy has been working for some time with another of the asteroids, Chiron, most notably known as the Wounded Healer. Chiron entered Aries February 18th of 2019. It has danced around Eris, staying within 2 degrees for the past year, moving into exact conjunction twice in 2025, on May 26th and October 8th. And their latest meetup was just this year, and not long ago, on March 19th. Together, they've been showing us things that we'd prefer not to see. They've had us focusing on issues of hurt, rejection, and marginalization. They've invited us into the hard spaces of where we've come from and the distortions that we've accepted along the way. Eris and Chiron have been disrupting the safety net, the status quo, that our collective wounding has led us to. It's the shakedown leading to a shaping up. Chiron was discovered in 1977. Mythologically, he is the immortal son of Saturn and speaks to us of the wounds of being human. Chiron carries us through a process in which we encounter and replay the old wounds of the past, those same old sore spots that keep coming up to cause us pain and difficulty, from both our personal experience and our genetic line. They are the patterns we carry across lifetimes and generations. Wounds eventually cause us to do something about them. If we don't address them, they don't go away. Like a tornado siren, they get loud and alert us that something bad could be imminent. They build, and the pain increases until we can ignore them no longer. Wounds come up for us to see, to find forgiveness and release, to open our vision so that we can see beyond the walls of our own limitations. We discover that we are far more than the wounds we carry. As we release our secrets and open to our pain, we reclaim our greater truth. We have wisdom to share and ideas that are helpful to others. The healing begins to ripple onward. When we are able to face our hurt places, they begin to dissipate. Each time that we respond to a triggering event with our eyes open, we begin the process of change. With attention and conscious response, we break the repetitive pattern of self-harm or self-negation that the wound evokes. In doing so, we reduce the power of the wound and increase the power of the healing. We reclaim our greater truth. We rise in consciousness, and our presence offers a more beneficial impact on the world around us. We rise in frequency and vibration, less weighed down with old, outdated, self-negating behavior patterns. We lighten up. We soul up. Chiron and Eris are beginning to separate, with Chiron ingressing into Taurus on June 19th. Eris will remain in Aries, bringing her courageous feminine voice as we shape our identity around a new consciousness, as individuals and as a human family. Eris will remain in Aries until June 11th, 2044. And this powerful cosmic duo won't match up again until May 17th of 2079. Their impact is powerful. Adding to the impetus for change that comes with this lunation are a couple more pieces. I just want to mention, Pluto, 5 degrees Aquarius, is sextile both Mars and Saturn, leading us into a new future. Pluto is creating an opportunity for masculine energy to be expressed through higher levels of consciousness, through strength, protection, personal responsibility, stability, and consistency. Just as feminine energy is coming forward, masculine energy is shifting. Both are in a healing process. And the asteroid goddess Pandora, at 20 degrees Libra, is alone in holding a place of opposition against all of these powerful Aries energies. She is the mirror, reflecting where the messes are, in relationships, in interpersonal dynamics, on the scales of justice and equality. Draw on your heart, your courage, and keep your eye on your highest vision. Know that a higher life current is active too. As humanity, we are in process. We are preparing now for the repair and the rebuilding to come. The sun will ingress into Taurus on Sunday, this Sunday, April 19th, and Earth Day is Wednesday, April 22nd. Our mother needs care. Please feel free to share this podcast with your friends. If you like and subscribe, we can reach more people. The more, the merrier. And until next time, shine on.
Oh my goodness gracious, beautiful oasis with that voice sweet as honey. Birdie in the air, nothing can compare. You're worth more than the whole world's money. Just to hear that sweet voice even brings the bees joy. Pour it on me warm, sweet honey. Every word you say, if you sing it in that way, yeah, you can make a gray sky sunny. Memories of a sweet beat.